This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Officials in Arizona have big dreams about turning the state into a manufacturing hub. Lots of cheap land, connections to suppliers across the border in Mexico. But it's working on some of the other ingredients, as Carrie Young reports from KJZZ in Phoenix.
In the manufacturing world, the buzzword for the relationship that Arizona and Sonora, Mexico are creating is known as a mega region. And one of the first companies to take advantage of it here was electric car maker Lucid Motors.
Look! Oh, I want to try one.
That's Sonora's Governor Claudia Pavlovich. In November, she was on hand when the electric car company announced a new plant in southern Arizona.
Our two states together as a mega region are more attractive place for creating new business.
In this deal, Sonora plants will be supplying the parts to the new assembly line coming to Arizona. The company estimates it will need about 2,000 workers here. The only problem? It's coming to an area of the state where few people are trained for work in automotive manufacturing, which is why part of sealing this deal involves another partnership with community colleges.
We're going to establish foundational curriculum.
Kristen Goopser is with the Maricopa County Community College District. It's teamed up with two other community college systems to develop a region-wide manufacturing curriculum that the schools are hoping can respond quickly to industry.
It's a matter of looking at what folks are already offering, finding commonalities, and then filling in the gaps where the coursework, the curriculum, the training does not exist.
The state is under a lot of pressure to keep up its skilled labor force right now. Officials have seen a steady 6% growth in manufacturing employment here since 2010. Trevor Stokes with Arizona's Office of Economic Opportunity says when pitching the area to new businesses, the first question he always gets is,
will I be able to find the talent that I need? They say, I need production associates and I need engineering technicians and those middle skilled occupations that I need so many more of.
Then there's NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. The Trump administration has been talking about altering it lately. Still, state officials say the current plan is to stay the course. In Phoenix, I'm Carrie Young for Marketplace.